What is up, my dudes? This is Connor. I am the voice and creator of the Anything and Everything podcast, and this is episode 5. And my topic of discussion is steroids. Want my opinion on it? I think that I think steroids are okay. I don't think that they're I don't really think that they're dangerous at all in the right hands. And I want to emphasize in the right hands, because I know a lot of people who are using it, or using them rather, because there's lots of different compounds that people use. I know people who have really good genetics who use very little and they have amazing results. I know people who have really shitty genetics and are using tons of the stuff and they're seeing no results. And I look better than them, and I don't use steroids. My experience with them actually only lies with taking a testosterone supplement about 4 years ago. And I gotta tell you, it felt fucking amazing. My confidence was through the roof. To be frank, my play with women was much better. I just felt like I could take rejection. I felt like I could approach people and talk to people. My sex drive was great. And my strength in the gym was really great. And unfortunately, I didn't know the negative side effects of it. And when I stopped taking it, my sex drive went so low. I got really depressed and stuff, because there's certain protocols that you have to do and take before you get off it if you don't want that stuff to happen to you. But there's a lot of just bad information floating around about steroids, especially because they're, you know, a scheduled substance, and they're illegal. But to be quite honest, I really don't understand it anymore. We know there's so much information out there about steroids that, people would find very surprising. I know me personally, when I was that guy in the gym, you know, not even too long ago, before I did my first bodybuilding show, I would look at certain people in the gym and be like, oh, that dude's on steroids. Look at that guy. That dude's on steroids. And then once I got done with my first bodybuilding show and I saw what I could actually do with my body without touching steroids, I was like, wow, holy shit. You know, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe I don't know what I think I know. But I know that steroids in moderate doses, I mean minimum doses, can be, and you use the right protocol, the right compounds, you train, you sleep, you eat at all the exact right times. I know for a fact that you can grow a lot. I have a couple of friends who actually do this very thing. And I gotta tell you, they're quite fucking huge, you know, but they're not doing, you know, all of it. They're not doing like tons and tons of testosterone and the D-ball and the DECA and the Sustanon and Equipoise and Trenbolone. Trenbolone is one of those freaky ones that you hear about. But again, I don't have any knowledge about steroids, about like the science behind it. I only know the stuff that I've experienced, the stuff that I've used, the stuff that I've seen people use, the stuff that I've been around. But also another thing that, is a huge misconception, I think, is, roid rage. And I've been hearing about roid rage for so long, and I used to think that it was real, and it kind of is, but you need to understand that steroids, this is what I've been, you know, kind of conveying to other people for a little while now, is that steroids are going to make you more of what you are. So if you are an anxious and depressed or angry person, you have those traits about you, they're going to make you more angry. They're going to make you more depressed. They're going to make you more anxious. So I think you need to, if somebody out there is thinking of taking that step, I think that those would be some really important things to consider. All right, anyway, that is my time. It is up. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it.